This podcast is being brought to you by Gilbert Funeral Home in Marion, Kentucky, proudly serving our community since 1976. Go Rockets!
This is the Rocket post-game report. Crittenden County's coming off a very disappointing 7-6 loss to Ballard Memorial in a game that determined the third place seed going into postseason. Coach Starnes, this was a defensive struggle, and we came out on the wrong side of it by 1 point.
Yeah, defensively, we played well enough to win the ball game. Offensively, I think it was the worst outing that we've had in several years that I can remember. And the kids just weren't focused, weren't ready to play, and that's on me. It's my fault that we didn't have them ready to play, and we take the responsibility for this loss. So, you know, it is what it is, and it put us in a position to have fourth in the district. And with the way it looks right now, even if we were to upset Caldwell, they would still get first place in the district, and we would get fourth place in the district. So it would send us to Owensboro Catholic. So, you know, we sealed our destiny, and so we have to. Nobody else did it but us, and we have to live with it and do the best that we can.
And of course, Owensboro Catholic is the top-ranked team in Class 2A this year, the undisputed top-ranked team, I think. They've been right there all season long. Excellent football team, everybody back from last year when they were very good as well. This Ballard game, Micah Holloman kicks two field goals, and then we attempted one late in the game and couldn't get a hold on the ball. He didn't even get the kick off on that one, but that's what you got to hang your hat on, I guess.
Yeah, I mean, the way the game was going, looking back on it, it's always hindsight's 20/20, and we could have kicked the field goal at the end of the first half, made it 6-0 going into half. Then we kick another one, make it 9-0. They score, make it 9-7. So, you know, we can always go back and look at that, and it's a feel thing. It's always, when things don't go your way, people look at it and say you should have done this and done that. And I guarantee the coaches' staff, we beat ourselves up, and it's a hard one to swallow. It's, Ballard, we're supposed to beat Ballard. We had a chance to beat Ballard. You know, we don't have very many wins on our schedule this year, and when you take one and you blow it, it's hard to swallow. So, but again, it's my fault. We practiced in the morning. We trying to give the kids some time with their family in the afternoon, and I just didn't have the kids ready to play. We weren't focused. We didn't play well enough. So the blame is on me.
Coach Clark, defensively, pretty good ball game. You hold a team to 7 points. You that's not a bad outing, and I think they had fewer first downs than we did, fewer yards than we did. So it just came down to that 1 point on the scoreboard was the difference in the game. And I know that's tough for you to swallow. Talk a little bit about the defense and about Bobby Knox had a great game mm-hmm. too.
Yeah, the defense played well, but it still doesn't make it any easier to accept, the loss from Friday night. You want more for the kids. You want them to have more success than that. And we played okay on defense. But, Chris, going back and looking at film, we could have played better. You go back, like Coach Starn says, as coaches, you go back and you look at the film, and there's probably 50 different ways, that you can win that game if you go back and play it over again.
A one-point game, yeah, that's the margin of error.
That doesn't make it any better either.
Yeah.
But, we did have a couple of kids that played exceptionally well on defense. And, I just want to say Bobby Knox continues to get better every week and plays exceptionally well. He had another week where he had 10 solo tackles and, led the team in tackles. And he's leading our defense right now. And, he's our anchor. And we count on him to make the plays and play solid. And he kind of sets everybody else up. And, I'm really proud of the way he's been playing on defense.
And you mentioned someone else on defense you wanted to
– Well, I mean, there's there were just a couple other kids, up front. We got Devin and Ryan McDowell played a pretty played one of his better games. Devin had four or five solos as well. You know, Eli was drawing a double team most of the night. Brendan had four solo tackles. Our corners did a decent job on their receivers. They we had a claw technique going on them because of what they did offensively. And, you know, they did okay. So, you know, it was a good effort by the defense. And, you know, there was a couple things going back and looking about scraping C gap or filling A gaps on flow to flow away that we could have done a better job on. And, you know, those are things that we go over them in film and challenge the kids to do better.
Coach Starnes, I know a game like this, you can look back, like Coach Clark said, and pick out two or three. Is there anything in this game you'd like to have back other than maybe that field goal that you talked about at the end of the half or anything?
If I get into saying that, then I'm talking negative about some things that the kids do and stuff like that. I can tell you that we didn't play our best game. We didn't play techniques the way we're supposed to. We didn't block the people we're supposed to. We didn't hit open receivers. We didn't catch the ball. We didn't run the right routes. There's just so many things that you can go back and you can look at what we did or didn't do that we could have won this ball game. So, you know, I'd say that basically the only thing that if I could take back you know, from that night, then it would be to attempt a field goal down there. That's the only thing that I would say that I would do differently. You know, again, it's easy to say what you would do after the fact, and it's hard to, you know, at the time we make the decisions that we feel. And we were going to kick a field goal. There was a timeout call. We were going to kick a field goal. And several of the kids were just adamant about going for it. And so, you know, they convinced me to go for it. And
deep
so,
down, your competitive spirit wants to go for it every time anyway.
Every time, yeah, every time.
It's easy to convince you.
And it's easy. Yeah. It's easy after the fact to say that this is what you should have done. But if it worked our way, that could have been the difference of winning the ball game there. So, you know, we're aggressive nature in what we do. We're competitive. And, you know, I can guarantee you that the coaching staff is beating themselves up. I know I have what I could have done differently, what I would do differently, what I need to do differently, what I will do differently, and stuff like that. So we just have to go on. I mean, the season's not over with. We can't drag our heads. We have Caldwell coming up this week. So that's a big game for us, always a rival game. And, you know, we need to be competitive, and we need to have a great week of practice and prepare for it.
And we'll talk it in length about that game later on the week during our Thursday podcast. But for Ballard Memorial, this was a big win for them. First time they've beaten the Rockets since 2002, 10 years in the making, and they celebrated like they'd won Super Bowl after the game.
Well, you know, and they should. And you know, I think we talked about it on our podcast. We were telling it to our kids each day that they're looking at this game as their Super Bowl because they're looking for steps to better their program, and one of the steps is to be Crittenden. And they understand they're not at the level of Caldwell and Murray, but, you know, if they can beat a Crittenden, then that moves up and proves that they are getting better in their program. And that's what they were looking for. This is an opportunity for them to win the ball game, for them not to be fourth in the district, for them not to go to Owensboro Catholic. And, you know, they did what they had to do. I just don't think that we came out with as much intensity, aggressiveness, desire, determination, focus, and to win the ball game. So they did. They beat us. Well, one thing that we talked about was that we have to break their will to win the ball game. We couldn't do it, and we kept them in there. It was a hard-fought ball game even towards the end. And, you know, they executed a play that got them down. They scored, and we couldn't do it. We could not execute one play that we could score on when we had the opportunities to do it.
Tough loss, 1-point loss to Ballard Memorial, 7-6. Although we have two games left in the season, and one of those, the district game, be this week against Caldwell County, we are mathematically, virtually eliminated from any chance of anything other than fourth place in the district. But it could be worse. Reedland's in our district, and they're not in the playoffs. So looks like the first round will play Owensboro Catholic, the top-ranked school in Class 2A, thanks to this loss to Ballard Memorial. Coach Starnes, Coach Clark, we'll talk to you later in the week.
Hi, buddy. Thanks.
Thanks, Chris.